It's 7:41 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A recent study on life expectancy shows that people in parts of the Ohio Valley region can now expect to live shorter lives than their parents did. The grim numbers have put the healthcare debate in stark relief.
My fear is that we're going to get back to a place very quickly where people die.
Death by the numbers coming up on West Virginia Morning. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Members of the Senate will return to the Capitol today to take up a bill approved by members of the House Friday. That bill, according to House Speaker Tim Armstead, sends a clear message that delegates are standing their ground when it comes to tax reform efforts in West Virginia. Ashton Marr reports the revenue bill does not include any of the changes to the personal income tax Senate Republicans and Governor Jim Justice have agreed to. But Armstead says that doesn't mean his chamber isn't still willing to work on a compromise.
Members of the House voted 74-17 in favor of the tax bill negotiated between House Democrats and Republicans. It brings in an estimated $100 million in additional revenue to close a budget gap in the 2018 fiscal year. Many members of the House say that isn't enough, but it is a start. Darrell Coles is the House Majority Leader.
You have to remember this isn't in a vacuum, and this isn't the final step. We are still dealing with a budget gap, a less than cooperative Senate, some major cuts that still face us.
Coles defended one provision of the bill in particular on the floor Friday afternoon, a three-year phase-out of the income tax assessed on Social Security benefits for individuals making less than $100,000 a year. The bill would also exempt military retirement pay from the tax and increases the standard deduction from $2,000 to $2,500, again, for individuals making less than $100,000 a year. House leaders on both sides of the aisle say that's the kind of income tax reform they're willing to go along with in this special session, provisions that benefit low-income and working West Virginians. Several members, including Democratic Delegate Isaac Spinagle, said on the floor that is not what the plan backed by Senate Republicans attempts to do.
This House body against the Senate is looking after the overwhelming majority of the people of the state of West Virginia. Not the wealthy, not the well-to-do, which seems like the only concern that they have over there.
That Senate plan restructures the personal income tax, creating four new income brackets and lowering the overall rate by 15% in 2018. In exchange, the Senate plan would raise the consumer sales tax to 6.95%, something House Republicans have said they are not willing to do. The House bill does make some changes to the consumer sales tax, though. It brings in additional revenue by getting rid of a number of exemptions, keeping the rate at 6%. Under the House bill, cell phones, electronic data usage, gym memberships, primary opinion research, and purchases communication businesses make would be subject to the tax. Also, the cost of labor up to $40,000 on new construction would be taxed, a provision that was amended on the floor Friday. Delegate Stephen Baldwin is from Greenbrier County.
You exclude folks who are rebuilding from natural disasters from paying sales tax on construction labor.
Those natural disasters have to be declared emergencies by the state or federal government. But in the wake of the June 2016 flooding, Baldwin says victims deserve the relief. His amendment was adopted. The House bill increases the amount of money dedicated to the Historic Rehabilitation Tax Credit, a credit offered to investors who restore historic buildings. It also removes Governor Jim Justice's provisions to restructure the coal severance tax, tiering the tax rate based on the price of coal per ton. The House Finance Committee was told that change would have cost the state $50 million next year. The governor owns several coal mines in the state. House Speaker Tim Armstead says the vote Friday should send a clear message to Governor Justice and Senate Republicans that members of the House are going to stand their ground when it comes to tax reform. Senate Republicans have criticized Armstead for not backing a plan that cuts taxes for all West Virginians. Governor Justice has also said his caucus has been blocking progress. But the speaker says his caucus is now leading the way to a compromise.
We want to work with the governor. We want to work with the Senate. But as you recall, the governor portrayed this as if it was only the House Republicans that were standing in the way of what he wanted. We have now had the House Republicans, the House Democrats, and the Senate Democrats that have sent this message.
Senate Democrats voted against the tax reform plan backed by by the governor and Senate Republicans as an attempt, according to their minority leader, to protect working West Virginians from a larger tax burden. Governor Justice has yet to present either chamber with a budget bill for the 2018 fiscal year that begins July 1st. And without adding it to the special session call, lawmakers cannot introduce their own versions. Armstead says he's hopeful they'll be able to begin budget discussions soon, but wants the governor to adjust the revenue estimates for 2018 first. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.
The Senate will gavel in at 11 a.m. today. Members of the House will return to Charleston tomorrow afternoon. Both Armstead and Senate President Mitch Carmichael say the revenue bills approved by both chambers will end up in a conference committee where lawmakers will negotiate a compromise. It's only after that compromise is found that they can then begin working on the actual budget bill. The American Health Care Act, which would repeal and replace Obamacare, is encountering stiff resistance, even in places that voted Republican, such as the Ohio Valley. Protests are popping up as the bill moves to the Senate. Some opponents are newly motivated by a recent medical study on life expectancy. It found that unlike most of the country, parts of the Ohio Valley have seen lifespans get shorter. Mary Meehan reports.
Small but vocal groups opposed to the new health care proposal are beginning to make themselves heard. Groups like this demonstrating on a recent morning along a busy intersection in the heart of Lexington. Eight protesters hold signs shaped like tombstones. They are hoping Governor Matt Bevin and Representative Andy Barr will catch a glimpse on their way to a press event down the road.
Well, I don't know whether they're honking it for us or they're honking it, somebody's in their way.
That's Peter Wetland. He's dressed as the Grim Reaper and is part of Indivisible Bluegrass. The group's website says it aims to resist Trump's agenda. Today, the focus is the AHCA. A recent high-profile medical study put the debate in stark relief. That study of life expectancy showed that in some parts of the country, people now can expect to have shorter lives than their parents did. Eight of the counties with the country's worst declines are all in Kentucky.
Lifespan is going down. It's actually the worst in Hal Rogers' 5th District.
Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia contain 27 of the top 50 counties with shorter lifespans. Wetland finds it hard to understand why elected officials support a bill that could hurt their people. Of the 25 congressmen representing the region, 17 voted for the AHCA. A spokesman for Representative Barr confirmed the congressman's strong support of the bill this week. Demonstrator Susan Pfister thinks Barr's choice is bad for those in his district who stand to lose coverage. A chronic illness makes moving difficult. She reads from the sign she's propped in her lap.
This says, Valvoline provides jobs, Barr and Bevin provides misery. Stop the AHCA.
Pfister retired after leading two health clinics in Lexington that serve mostly poor people on Medicaid. She's worried that if approved, the AHCA would require one of those clinics to close. Hours after Pfister and Indivisible took to the sidewalk, the community group called the People's Campaign set up in a hotel conference room across town. Coleman Elridge worked with former Governor Steve Beshear to expand Medicaid in Kentucky. He says he's worried legislators will follow through on the promises to repeal Obamacare.
We have to be true to our cause before the worst happens, because my fear is that we're going to get back to a place very quickly where people die.
Elridge's story provides the personal details behind the region's grim mortality statistics. When he was 3, his father killed himself. When he was 14, he remembers his mother getting very ill. The family first prayed and then called the town veterinarian, the only doctor they knew. The vet said she had to go to the hospital, but his mother said no. In defiance of his mother, Elridge called an ambulance.
Oh, I'm trying not to cry. The reason it still resonates with me to this day is because I think about if I just said, "You're right, Mom, I won't call," and I buried my mother because of pneumonia.
Elridge says he doesn't want other people to have to make that kind of tough choice, especially in the Ohio Valley, where geography seems tied to destiny. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Lexington, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.